Hi, Carolina.
I've just mentioned that it gets up to 800 degrees Celsius, but tell me, when you are fighting a fire, how hot is it for you as a forest firefighter?
I didn't know that that's how hot it got, but it's quite warm. I'd say that probably the hottest work we do is when we're burning off, and that's when we're running drip torches to sort of control the fire by. I think they're commonly called backfires, maybe that's what people would know them as. But because you're so close to the fire in that situation, it's really hot. You often drink probably 10 liters of water or more in a day, I'd say.
Wow. You know, going into a situation like fighting a forest fire where it's hot, the conditions are challenging, you're drinking 10 liters of water a day, as you say, you have to have a certain kind of personality. Who fights fires? Why did you decide to do this?
Generally, it's younger people for sure. Some people make a career of it. People who make a career of it generally move away from the ground crew stuff and do more sort of office stuff later in their career. But it tends to be young people and students especially, or people who want to have time to travel and do things like that in the winter.
Right, but what's the price that you pay with that heavy, challenging summer work? Take us inside that forest fire. What are the conditions really like?
I mean, it varies. I'd say when you're looking at, you know, conditions like there are right now, sort of in the northern half of the province, it's really hot. The days can be really long. We get deployed for 2 weeks at a time. Often if a fire is burning hot and is out of control and it's the early stages of trying to get a grip on it, then we'll work, 15, 16-hour days for a few days in a row. It's long days and it's hard work, I guess, is the basics of it.
After doing this job for 10 years here in northern BC and beyond fighting fires, what do you think is the one story you'll tell your grandchildren?
There's a lot of stories. I think what comes up to mind for me first is in 2009, when we were working on fires outside Kelowna, one called the Terrace Mountain Fire, that was a really big sort of high-profile fire. It was burning near a lot of homes and other structures. And we were there for almost a month in a fire camp that I think there were around 500 people in the fire camp, people from all across Canada and the U.S., so just stories from that time, I guess, for a good overview of what the job is like at its peak. It was in 2009. It was super hot. It was very hard to get any kind of containment established on that fire. There were tons of helicopters, tons of water bombers, all sorts of equipment. You sort of saw everything that you could see. So
yeah.
I'd probably draw from that.
And I imagine, I think we jumped to the conclusion that it's the fire that puts you at risk, but I imagine there's a lot of other things that could endanger you when you're fighting a forest fire. For instance, that water falling from helicopters.
Yeah, we're generally clear of that, and there's sirens that let you know where they're dropping and stuff like that. But mistakes can happen. Like, I know that one time, it was actually in that 2009 season, we had somebody bucket sort of right on top of us. And these things happen once in a while when you get soaked and stuff like that. So I guess aircraft is a thing. Driving is actually a thing, too. We spend a lot of time in vehicles on logging roads a lot, but highways, and so that's a dangerous part, too.
And beyond the money that you can make from fighting forest fires, why did you do it for so many years?
I think definitely the people. It's really neat to work around a bunch of like-minded people who sort of have the same interest in you, and tend to do a lot of neat things outside firefighting. Something else that's really cool about it is how much of the province and the country you get to see. There's so many places I went to in BC, even in our own backyard. I worked out of Smithers, and there were tons of rec sites and hiking trails, and there's all sorts of different ways to access a fire. I remember one year we were across from the Seven Sisters, just outside Kitwanga. We were way up a mountain across from the Seven Sisters, and it was just an incredible view that you would never get otherwise.
Certainly some things to consider with all of those individuals out fighting forest fires right now in northern BC. Aaron, thanks for giving us a picture of it.
Okay, thanks, Carolina.